Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Thank you for tuning in for a new episode of We Talk Back, a show dedicated to you Negroes and you pros and everybody else in between. Hello, beautiful people. It's your co-host AJ Holiday. What's up, Tim?
Oh, I like how you came in today, full of energy.
Energy, bitch. And I don't got none. I don't even got no blood. I got no energy, bitch. It's gone.
Hey, y'all. It's Tam Bam. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in again. What's up, girl? How your weekend? Outside of bleeding.
I was outside yesterday. That's why I got zero energy today.
What'd you do?
Just hanging out. It's a new spot down here in Charleston, y'all. Check it out if you're in the city. It's called the Montague Room.
I was about to come there yesterday.
To Charleston?
Mm-hmm.
For what, bitch?
I was going to call you. Just to take my homegirl out.
Oh.
She's going through it. So I was going to bring her down there, but we looked at the weather and it said it was about to rain real bad.
It definitely rained. Yeah, it definitely rained yesterday.
Drive.
Yeah, but you know, Charleston is a very good place just to hang out for a day because we have a lot of good food options. Downtown is always lit. You know, it's going to be... you know, majority beige, but you can have a great time down there. And we have a very lovely rooftop bar. It's one of my favorite places here. It's just so like, it's almost like being in Tulum in Charleston, maybe. It's called Ritual. It's really, really nice. It's one of my favorite spots.
I didn't do shit this weekend. I literally, when I got home from work, I stayed in the house. I did not come back out till just now. Today, and it's Monday, y'all. So I stayed in the house. My hair fucked up. Like, let me tell you something. I worked out. I told y'all I was trying to operation unbig my back is in full swing. And I worked out like a mad woman last week. And I did the JJ Smith 10-day smoothie cleanse. I'm on day 8 today. And y'all, a bitch lost 10 pounds in the past 8 days.
Ow.
Oh, God. Ow. But my hair is nappy as fuck. So I didn't go nowhere except for the gym. That's all I did this weekend.
Black women, man, our hair really be holding us back. Fuck that hair to some of y'all. Got to get the workouts in. Get some braids or something. I don't know.
Get you a wig and just take it off to go to the gym. And go.
Yeah,
the gym
Monday
like
through
Ms.
Friday,
Queen.
It's a wig hat for me. Monday through Friday. Hat wig. Wig hat wig, Monday through Friday.
I'm about to go get some of those bohemian knotless braids. With all the like curly hair mixed in it, I'm
like
gonna get
that
tomorrow.
I think I showed it to you. I want that fairy hair, man. I want the faux locks mixed with like the curly hair.
Yeah, I want that next after my birthday.
Yes,
that's so cute. But that look was more fair, like curly hair than it was locks. She just clipped in a couple locks. I would want it where it's more locks,
mostly
than curly
locks.
Hair.
Yeah, I like that.
But that's cute.
Them damn faux locks took my hair out a little bit. I don't know. Maybe I'll do it again.
Then my coochie hairy. My coochie is so hairy right now.
What? Like, what are we talking about?
I'm sorry. I just felt like I needed to share that. Like, my wax girl quit out of nowhere. And y'all know I had that surgery, so I couldn't get no wax for a long time. So I'm finally healed, and now I want to wax, and my pussy look like butt wheat.
And it's hot outside. I'm
it's
gonna
hot.
To do something with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to nair this shit. I'm gonna have to find somebody new because it is not giving what it's supposed to give right now. And I'm working out. Mm.
It's giving onion.
Fuck you.
It's giving number one extra onions. Girl, because that hair, I don't know about you, but bitch. Between that and my left underarm, I got to be careful with life, okay? I got to be real careful in the summertime.
I need her to come back to work. She was so good.
Y'all, let's get into this stupid internet news. That's enough for our goddamn weekend. It's something else I wanted to say, but I can't remember. Anyway, y'all, Kim Kardashian says she cries herself to sleep at night because she's a single parent. What do you think about that, Tam?
You know what? As a stay at home, just to stay at home because I ain't got no kids, I really don't have much of an opinion. I don't know what it's like to be in there with no four kids. Mama, 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 mama. I could imagine like you might cry yourself to sleep at sometimes. I remember how annoying I was as a kid. I remember like holding my fingers under the door, bathroom door. My mom trying to take a shit, and I remember her saying, "God damn, I can't even take a shit by myself." I remember hearing her say that.
Me too. Because it's like, it's an unconscious thing I think that kids do. Like, you just, I don't know, mama's doing something other than watch me do dumb shit, so now let me interrupt her or disturb her as soon as she get on the fucking phone. You need something all of a sudden. I don't know.
So I can imagine that she's not lying. Even with all the help that she has, even with all the money that she has, it's probably still hard. Now, a mom of four, because I don't really consider her a single mom because she got so much, you know, help at her beck and call. But like a real single mom, like a black woman living in the hood with four kids, when she say it, it hit a little different to me.
Right. Yeah, because I think I picture Kim Kardashian as a woman that's single as opposed to a single mom. So she was like, when you're in it, I mean, especially when you're babies and when they're babies and you're feeding, there's madness going on. It's like full madness, she continues, right? Mm-hmm. She says she's detailing that you have no idea what's going on in the mornings, Kardashian adds. It's like I always have to do one of my daughter's hair. You know, she's doing Negro hair, so it's kind of rough for her. Girl, get you some motherfucking help.
Like, you literally could hire somebody to be standing there in the dark waiting on you to cut on the bathroom light to do
this. Yes, like, come on, Kim. And, you know, everybody, the thing is that she didn't have to leave her husband. She didn't have to get a divorce. She didn't
shit
have to.
Me. Shit and me. Goddamn,
I don't like how y'all be doing Kanye, man. I really love Kanye West.
Kanye had a bitch out there in some black duct tape this past week. Miss me with that.
Now, Kanye ain't have a bitch doing nothing. Them bitches be wanting her.
He got Kim hell for being naked. And now his new bitch, his new wife, literally had on black electric tape as an outfit.
I don't know why they be doing this. Like, y'all just want to be this man muse so bad.
You wouldn't be his muse if he came along with you?
No, I am not somebody.
I can see you now walking into Nobu with your little black duct tape outfit on.
Y'all ever seen that video where JT is yelling at Lil Uzi? Like, they walking into like a department store or something. He just takes off running like a little badass kid. And she's like, what the fuck you doing? That would be me with Kanye jacking his ass up all day. Nigga, I would have the mama teeth on all day for Kanye. If you don't sit through, and that's what he needs. A lot of these men, that's what they damn need, man.
They do.
They need their mama to bump. You don't sit your ass down and shut up. Badass kids.
All right. Ari says that she doesn't want to be married to Moneybagg because of the baby mamas. Mm. And what I think it is she don't want to pay child support.
Yes.
Out of her own money?
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you merge, get married, you're one. So whenever those mothers, and I think he has like 8 kids, she has 1. So if I get married to you, they're going to be dipping in my account. Girl, I used to work for Wachovia, which is now Wells Fargo Bank, right? When I was in college. Mm-hmm. And I remember on multiple occasions, wives calling, crying on the phone because the government had docked. Had offset their checking accounts that they had couples accounts like with their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for child support from another relationship. Mm-hmm. For an outside child. I can't, mm-hmm. like the government can't differentiate whose money's who. Y'all have this joint account. It happens. Listen,
I just don't think I could ever be with a nigga who got 8 kids.
Right. Like, what I look like having the 9th? I'm confused.
Right.
Girl, mm-hmm. bye.
Need somebody else to do it.
He didn't let that dick make a slave out of him. I can't. I'm scared of it. 8 people. And I wonder how many different baby mamas.
Now, I was talking to a nigga. He had 2 kids. And I was like, okay, I can do 2. And then a third one popped up 3 years old. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and check on out. I ain't called that nigga since.
Deuces. You ever had a dude, you ever ask a guy if he has any kids and he's like, nah, and then all of a sudden he just pops up with a newborn and you're like, but I thought you didn't have any kids. He's like, well, the baby wasn't here yet.
Has I ain't never had nobody say nothing like that to me, but
girl,
that's
girl, that happened to me once upon a time. These men are fucking crazy.
I done had a nigga not claim one of his kids. And I was like, well, someone told me you have a son. Because he has a daughter, too. And he only told me about the daughter. And I was like, somebody told me you have a son. And he was like, I ain't seen that little nigga in years.
Ew.
Ew.
That's a
time. I immediately stopped talking to him. I was like, well, why not? Because he's literally, from what I understand, he's like 1.5 hours away in Columbia.
Looking just like him.
Looking just like you somewhere. He's like, his mama won't let me see him. And if that little nigga, when that little nigga grow up, if he want to find me, he can find me. Ew.
Can I call you
back? I could not believe that he said that. Yeah, that's how I was. I was like, I got to go. And I ain't talked to him since.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And any woman that would continue to deal with a man who talks like that about a child, mm-mm.
You won't do my baby like that.
Yeah. And it's probably because he probably still fucks with the daughter's mom. You know?
Yeah.
The love is transferable from the woman to the child, as far as I'm concerned, even when it's the man's child. These guys have a weird way of showing love. But I'm with Ari. Girl, let me tell you, do the wedding, do the shit under God. Don't sign no paperwork with the government, girl. And this nigga probably already on child support for somebody. And if he makes more money, especially when y'all merge money, they can go to court and request more money. Or just let him have 2 more kids so he can max out. Like Nick Cannon. Max out at 10. She's a smart girl, as far as I'm concerned. She has 1 kid, 27. Like, no. I'm not. Too bad. But
how old is Moneybagg?
He may be like around the same age, I believe. I don't think they're old at all. Like maybe in his 30s, possibly. I don't know. I don't keep up with them people, for real, aside from stupid internet news. Look, here for some real sin. So there's an OnlyFans model. She's Australian. Claims that she ruined her mother's marriage after revealing her stepfather is her top subscriber. So there's a model who goes by the name of Ty or Tay in Australia. And she describes the moment she exposed her stepdad in a TikTok video posted earlier this week. She said, I ruined my mom's marriage. I never planned on telling this story on TikTok, but here we are. So when I first started my website, I had this customer who was my number one customer, bought every single thing I sent him, she started. According to 2Fab, Ty said she and the subscriber would talk every day, and he had made a lot of custom requests, which led him to spend almost $2,000 Australian within 2 months. However, Ty discovered that someone used the same name to view her videos on TikTok, and they were also tagged in her from contacts list in her cell phone. So that's how she figured out it was her dad, her stepdad. And this man has known her since she was 11. She had special requests from him, like to know what panties she was wearing for the day. Now, he knew this is her. This is my stepdaughter. She just didn't know it was her stepdad making these requests.
Right, because she can't see him. He sees her.
Exactly.
That's wild.
That's scary.
Sounds about white.
White people. She said she narrowed the numbers down to 6 people and texted her stepfather after going with her gut instinct. After he responded, hey, Ty, let's talk. She explained that he should tell her mother what was happening before exposing him. In a follow-up video, she addressed the people who said she should have made stepdad fantasy content. What? What is wrong with, you know what? This
people
is why
are
I'm not
sick.
Human. This, I'm not human. I don't give a fuck. I'm not like these people. This is weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
She said, when I caught him, he denied it to all his friends, and obviously my mom got rid of him right away. If you want to talk about family trauma, my stepdad watched me have sex with my partner for 2 months. This is wild. This is wild. She ended up having to block him. It goes on and on and on and on. But girl, could you imagine?
I couldn't imagine having sex on OnlyFans in the first damn place, personally. So,
I mean, you aren't his child and you're an adult now, but right. It is weird as fuck because he essentially raised her.
Right. So he always been having sexual fantasies about her since she was a kid.
Right. And, you know, like she's mentioned laundry, like he did her laundry. And now here you are asking like what panties I'm wearing. So were you, girl, let me not.
Ew.
That's a big fucking much.
Get.
Get. That's disgusting.
So Republican City Council member Matthew Riley arrested for allegedly smoking crack and passing out. Newly released body cam footage shows moments. Cranston City Councilman Matthew Riley was found unconscious in his car after allegedly smoking crack cocaine. This nigga, 41 years old, and was arrested Monday morning. After
this is not a nigga.
This is definitely a nigga.
It's a beige nigga. Yeah. No, this is a white man.
No, exactly.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
It's still a nigga. Okay. Was arrested Monday morning after a responding officer discovered him passed out in the driver's seat of his car with a glass pipe and a lighter in his hand. He had him a good batch, baby. He couldn't even put the pipe down. And the video shows the officer shaking Riley, a Republican who represents Ward 6, awake before searching him in his vehicle. She was like, you were literally choking in your sleep, the officer said. Somebody literally sprinted and flagged me down because they thought you were choking. Though he appeared disoriented, Riley was polite and cooperative as he was being questioned. He at first denied having drugs in his vehicle, but later admitted to buying $100 worth of crack the previous day. It was a relapse. I've been clean for 13 years. I just got back into this. Oh, that's kind of sad right there.
I know. Addiction is very hard, man.
Yeah.
Damn. So he did resign, apparently. And this happened in Rhode Island. He's a Rhode Island Republican councilman. You see how they keep making sure you know a Republican. Like, that fucking matters. Like, crack comes in all shapes, sizes. Crackheads.
It also Judge says Joe Brown. That Lil Uzi Vert's I Wanna Rock was playing in the background as the officer. It's like, I made that up.
I had to go back and look like, bitch, ain't no way. I wanna rock. Body, yeah. Yo, could you imagine? He was like, it's not a crack pipe. What crack pipe? Like,
bitch, what crack pipe? This is a peace pipe. I'm a politician.
No, you're a crackaholic. That's what you are. Oh, goodness. So apparently the contents did test positive for cocaine and fentanyl. Wow. Y'all listen. If you listen to this show and you are on drugs, read some literature. Reconsider. Do something, because this shit is really killing people.
Or at least find out where your community Narcan distributor is so you can have that available to you so you can possibly save your own life. Niggas is dying every day.
Yeah. I don't know. It's wild. I know that people be cutting drugs. Now they just, you're not a chemist. Don't know what the fuck you're doing. So I've been told that a pinch of fentanyl can kill you. Did you see that video online once where it was a police officer, I mean. She accidentally touched some fentanyl during an arrest and immediately was like, they had to give her Narcan. She was passing out.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, man. That stuff is very dangerous.
It's very strong. It's very powerful.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I hope Mr. Riley get his life back together.
Yeah, where the regular crack at? Like, crackheads lived forever. They died from regular shit like cancer and stuff. They never actually died from smoking crack.
Right.
It's wild.
Y'all are ruining drugs for everybody.
Right, because they're sprinkling the shit on the weed now. Like, I don't want no magic on my shit. Listen. All right, y'all. We talking about spin the block this week. Okay? Yeah. It's summertime. It usually just happens during the winter, but there's a lot of people, you know, coming back.
Skirt, skirt. Listen, my DM's got a lot of skirt, skirt.
Yep, they trying to check the temperature on that pussy. Trying to check the temperature, trying to see what's going on. It's her right now, y'all. It's her. I don't know if y'all want it or not, but it's her.
What you saying, Harry?
Yeah, bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck you. We'll be right back, y'all.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
All right, y'all, we are back. Hey, girl.
What's up, girl?
Hey, again. All right, so I saw Carisha posted this. Acting bad with the nigga I told y'all I was done with. And, you know, we've all been there. So I wanted us to have a conversation about spinning the block, bitch.
I don't like spinning the block. I can spin on you, but don't try to spin on me. I'm offended.
Really? So yes. You have never dealt with a guy that spun the block on you?
Absolutely, but I'm always looking at your ass from the corner of my eye like, why are you here?
I just feel like all my niggas is a spin. I might as well be on a motherfucking Ferris wheel.
I definitely keep the same niggas in heavy rotation over the years.
Yeah, yeah. It's easier. No new notches in your belt. Right? No?
You definitely get some new notches in between them same niggas.
Yeah, but not every notch is a new notch.
Right.
So I'm okay with that. So I went and looked on OprahDaily.com, and I found a list of questions to ask yourself before you let someone spin the block, or before you spin the block on someone. Do you spin the block, right?
Yeah, I definitely done spin the block.
Was it
before.
What? Hey, big head?
Wait a minute. I think...
That's a spin the block.
I don't think I've ever actually spun the block on somebody. Oh, I lied. And this is just, I told you about this just recently. Somebody I spun the block on because I did do them kind of dirty back in the day. Mm-hmm. So I spun the block like, because, you know, over the years, he just kept, you know, trying to get back with me. Like, man, you should come such and such, visit me, da 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 da. And when I finally did it, it was like, payback, bitch.
He ghosted you after you hit?
Nah, he ain't never ghost me, but he just started, he just was doing the fucking most.
He wasn't
You said you was my husband. That's why I spun the block back. Right. And you really lied to me because now you still fuck with other bitches. Mm-hmm. Like, we was kicking it real, real, real hard from one point. It was just, it lasted me about 3 or 4 months.
And it was just a dub.
Dead end.
Did he try to come back and spin again?
Again, yes. And I'm like, nah, no. I tried. We ain't doing
no
it.
More spinning.
Yeah, no more spinning.
Okay, here, I'm trying to think, have I ever spun the block on a nigga?
Girl, you know you be spinning, yes. Bitch.
I was spinning queen. Spin it on my finger like this. All right. So here's the things that OprahDaily.com says that you should ask yourself before you spin the block. All right. Is the main issue that drove you apart resolvable? Half the time, we never even revisit that shit before we spin the block.
Exactly.
We be done forgot why we was mad. Sometimes I have to go back through my text thread to see why I stopped fucking with a nigga.
Nah, I usually know exactly why I don't fuck with you.
I be done forgot, depending on how much time it was. Like, I was mad at that nigga for something.
See, you might be petty. It takes me a while to leave somebody alone.
I just changed my...
I don't like how he chew.
I literally just changed my HBO password on a nigga. Watch Game of Thrones now, bitch.
Like, he probably was right there with a hoe at the same time when his cable went out. Like, oh, let me call the cable. Nigga, you don't got no cable.
You ain't got no cable, nigga. Watch it on your phone. Watch whatever you can. You're going to have to scroll Instagram, nigga. All right. So the next thing it says, do you both agree on what your past differences were?
I feel like maybe that's why I stopped talking to people. Like, and you know, we talk about this a lot, perception, how people perceive what happens. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times men have a good time in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you just over that shit. It's like they don't have the same, they don't interpret what's going on in the relationship the same way.
No. I don't think ever. I don't think it's always seen through different lenses.
So
when it comes
they're
to
never going to
women
see
and men.
Exactly why you left,
right.
Or never understand, or they may understand it, right? But they're intentionally, which I feel like they do. You're intentionally acting like you don't know what the hell I'm talking about to further drive me nuts,
right?
That's so now I got to block your ass because I want to keep my sanity.
Why do we spin the block though? Typically, it's like
it's
there's something.
Yeah,
there's something.
You know, I have a saying: you are what you eat, therefore you are who you beat.
You are what
you
eat.
Right? So there's something about this person that you see yourself in them a mm-hmm. little bit in order for you to deal with them. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why it's just the familiarity.
Or the dick bomb.
That part. Like, I know this one is going to do it for me.
Right.
Like, I don't feel like trying a new one.
That's a lot of the reason why I ever spin the block.
Right.
Have you given each other enough space to know how to do things better this time? You know what? There is someone that I have been talking to that when we were talking, or we were living in Europe when we were talking, mm-hmm. and he was just a wild boy. He was like just, you know.
Doing all the things.
Getting real money for the first time because we're in our 20s. He's starting to get real money for the first time. He very good looking. Like, he was out there having his way. And
right.
Now he older, hairline back a little bit more.
Don't choose me
now
when you're going through these
but
changes.
But I like him more now because he just seems like more settled.
Humble?
Not even humble, just more grown.
Because these niggas go get that these hoes need me haircut and they be acting brand new for 2 days. Because it only lasts about 48 hours.
But he is better now, though. So I think there is something that comes with, like, time. You know, like a little growth on both parties because I wasn't no saint, you know.
One of my homegirls, so she was dating a guy who was much older than her when we were in our 20s and early 30s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was trying to get to the bag. Like, he was trying to get, so now he's a millionaire. Mm-hmm. So now she's more settled, doesn't have to be outside as much. And now she's, like, reconsidering the relationship and, like, what she could have done differently earlier on. But
so he don't want her now. Do he?
Well, he's in a relationship now.
Oh, he was somebody else.
Yeah, because, you know,
she
before she used to be like, man, we don't have sex enough. That's a problem, okay? Especially with older men, mm-hmm. right? Because was that on our show or somebody else's show we were talking about when men reach their sexual peak?
I think it's on everybody's show.
Like, us, our age, like, yeah.
Fucking out of both pants.
Yes,
like.
Yes, that's what we want to do right now.
My age is fluid, but, you know. when you get to a certain age, definitely fucking out of both hands.
Pussy
legs.
Is fluid.
And then men, they usually get their what is it? It's not libido, because that's what women have.
Men have libido. Everybody really? Has a libido.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was a feminine
but
thing.
We just don't get our libido catered to like men do. Like,
I want my libido beat up. Beat up my libido, please, sir.
So stupid, you made me sick.
Okay, the next question. Is your ex open to getting back together? Because that's another thing. You'll spin a block on a nigga and he'll just, do you like that nigga, did you?
Yeah, but he wanted me back. And then once I got back there, you know, that's like an ongoing thing for me. I always tell people, yeah. I feel like a lot of men just like the idea
right.
of me until they actually get me and then you try to treat me all type of ways.
I think it's all about a challenge oftentimes mm-hmm. with me. Like, niggas want to, like, just see.
Conquer,
right. Mm-hmm. Or see if they still have access. It's not even really about having me. It's just
exactly.
about having access to me still.
You know, that's one thing women need to. You know how we be telling, I got all these niggas, so I got somebody who's going to do whatever I want them. Mm.
I don't never say that.
A lot
be
of
like,
these dudes
niggas,
just...
do I have y'all? I don't hear nothing.
A lot of these dudes just want to know that they still got access to you. You could mm-hmm. be entertaining somebody. They feel that little pull when you start talking to somebody else.
Right.
And here they come with the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Just to make sure they have the access.
Yeah,
right.
So don't be letting nobody call y'all phone in the middle of the night on some bullshit. No.
Like that nigga on the elevator we just seen. And I was like, unhand me. You've been texting me ever since. Boy, you ain't even think about me. Now you see
get your crummy paws off me.
Unhand me, sir.
This nigga. We walk in the elevator, Tammy was like, this nigga. And I'm like, who's this young man?
Right. The next one. Are you afraid you won't find someone else? That's another reason why people spend a block. Because they go back to, like you said, what's familiar, you know? Mm-hmm. This is something familiar. It may not be the best, but it is something that
I
do
know.
I
know what I get.
Right, that
thing.
I know. It's the lesser evil sometimes people feel like.
Read that question again.
Are you afraid you won't find someone else?
Woo! I feel like a lot of women go through that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like almost like you're ready to go. You leave. But then the dating scene is trash. So you're about to start this new conquest with a new batch of niggas.
That ain't doing
Excuse
what
me,
you
with
want.
A new batch of men, right? And you got to figure out everybody's little quirks and likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time consuming, it's nerve wracking. It's just like, damn, I might as well go back to my old nigga and deal with that dumb shit.
I got a story.
I know him.
I remember me and my guy had broken up and we had been together for some years. And this is me freshly back outside. And I wasn't fucking with nobody for a couple months. I just like, I need some time to myself. So finally I'm back outside and I'm dating and I went out and I met this man and he was so fine. This was like a one night stand. Right?
Oh shit.
And he was so fine, and we were, like, kissing. We went to his house. We were kissing. It was all passionate, like something out of the movie. And we had sex, and it was so bad. It was so bad. He fucked me like a little rabbit. And, like, his dick was small, and it was, like, I drove home crying. I swear to God. I was like, I want my nigga back.
Because you don't let somebody else use your coochie.
Yeah, it was a mistake. It was a big mistake. And I just thought he was about to lay it down because he was so fine and the passionate kissing.
You thought you had
baby.
A replacement.
Mm-mm.
He might have been. Maybe because he was excited. Was it little? Or
no,
he
fucked
didn't
me like Roger Rabbit. Like a little rabbit. Pump it, pump, 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 pump. Fast. And it was little. I couldn't feel it.
Oh, okay. That's different.
I cried. I want my nigga back. And I spun the block. Baby, I miss you. Let's try again after that experience. So, last question. Will you ask your ex the tough questions? Like, the tough questions about, like, why our relationship dissolved and what can we do to make it better this time? And
I feel like the people I've left, I'm not going back. Like, for real, like, the real relationships you were in, like, that lasted years. Like, you tried for a really long time. Why are you going back? I feel like you just need to remember the bad things.
That's what...
Gotta keep you away from that person.
Yeah.
You know, because when you're in a relationship, you're always trying to weigh the good and the bad to try and stay. And oftentimes, women just need one reason to stay. Mm-hmm. Give me one reason to stay here, yeah. And I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
That's a real thing.
Right. Give me
Meanwhile,
one.
Meanwhile, you got a million reasons to leave.
Go, right.
But he be like, baby, I love you.
And that be enough.
Back.
I love you too. And yes. Right back in
and
there.
And dick.
And then, you're reminded shortly after why the fuck you left in the first
exactly.
place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I know, I've been there.
So, like, the actual real relationships, the relationships you were in for many, many years,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you know why you left. You mm-hmm. tried for a very long time. You gave a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't working out. And a lot of times, people just are better as friends. So, the guy I told you about that I spun the block on, because I did do him dirty, like, in, I don't know, 2008 or
mm-hmm.
so.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you the dude who hacked my Facebook page?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga.
We thought you was hollering at Bow Wow.
No, it was Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy.
I spun the block on him, like, after I got out my last relationship. And during that relationship, like, I never would entertain anybody. My ex knows now for sure that I will ignore the fuck out somebody I don't fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, while we were in a relationship, he would always, like, accuse me of doing this and cute. When I don't fuck with you, I make it known. So now he gets to feel that.
Now he knows.
So this person was always like a friend of mine. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know how they always be like, oh, you got to marry your friend? Because I feel like my ex was never my friend. You know what I'm saying? We went straight into like boyfriend, girlfriend shit. You know what I'm saying? Like he never knew me just as a friend.
Well, I don't think it's necessary to like just be homies first.
You don't think so?
No.
I think so, man, because some of my guy friends that, you know, maybe I had been intimate before, or maybe we just, you know, just straight platonic the whole time I've known them, they know me to my core. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's never, like, any weird-ass misunderstandings. Like, they know who AJ Ashley is,
mm-hmm.
right? With that nigga, is like, why are you playing with me like I'm not who the fuck I am?
So did you not present yourself the same way?
Yes, the very same way. So it's just a different level of respect. I think that men generally respect their female friends more than they respect women they actually deal with. Yes.
I don't know if I'm the same way around my platonic male friends that I am around guys that I'm dating.
So
at first.
What's different?
Cause I might fart in front of one of my homeboys. What? I can be like, "Oh, excuse me, my nigga." You know, like I'm
no,
like
bitch.
A whole nigga.
I'm not farting
in front
around
of
no man.
If I have to, I might.
It's
might
always
have,
an accident.
It would not
if
be on purpose. Yeah, okay. If it happens, I would never like
oh,
just
sleep unconscious.
I would not lift up my leg to fart in front of my homeboy. I'm not like that. But if it happened, I wouldn't be. You know, I wouldn't feel away.
Do you
about
be
it.
At home by yourself lifting your leg up and farting?
Lifting my leg up, no, but you know how guys play with each other.
Right.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. But I wouldn't feel, like, if I farted in front of a guy I was dating, I would be hugely embarrassed.
Right.
But my homeboy, I'd be like, nigga, just...
But that's what I'm saying. So your mate, your lifetime partner, you should be comfortable farting in front of them.
No.
They don't give a damn. It could be a guy you just met
no,
tonight.
No, men do
fart.
Care about stuff like that.
I know they do, which I'm saying, like, I wouldn't do it. But if it happens, it's not going to be like, I didn't know women fart. What are you doing?
No, okay, yeah, that's fair. I don't want nobody who's going to be like weird about it. My mom never farted in her life. Yes, she did. Yeah, but I would not do that in front of someone. I would be mortified if I did it in front of somebody.
Right.
It took me so long to even, you know, go number two at my guy's house.
Bitch, I'm hiding like a cat.
Yes. I'm like, go get me some ice cream right now, nigga. God damn. Hurry up. Get out of here. Like, go somewhere so I can use the bathroom. It took me so long, so.
I don't like people who want to come talk to me while I'm taking a shit. Like, yeah. I already know what you smell like. Like, no, you
That's
don't.
When you're really, really privacy? In there. That's when you're really comfortable with each other.
Can I have some privacy? I don't like people like, I don't know how we going into this type of shit. We're talking about the relationship.
Literally.
But do men like, I don't want to say violate you. Like, it could be a hot summer day. Have you ever had anybody like swipe your butt crack on a hot sunny day?
No, what the fuck?
Like, why do you want to know me that intimately?
What, like swipe and smell?
Yes!
Who did that to you? They're disgusting.
Multiple people have done that to me. In life.
You must be walking around a little wingy.
Like, I do have HBO and I'm fully aware of it. That's why I shower the way I do. You're never going to smell me just outside funky. But at what point do you think you don't stink? You, not you. I'm talking about like.
Shit, I'm straight. Bitch, what you talking about? I'm good.
Yes, like just straight violating. Like, I just want to see what you smell like. Why? I feel like there's some things women have to keep like a secret. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in women getting dressed in front of men. Like, can I get my space so I can do my magic, bitch? You gotta see everything.
If it's my man, I don't mind getting dressed in front of them.
I don't know.
But it's just some things that I do need my privacy for life. Like, and that's
which
number two.
Oh.
Go the fuck away. Get out my space, like, right now. Or, like, I had a guy. I used to like him so much. He was so fine. This was in college. But he just was so fucking goofy as fuck. And he used to do stuff that would piss me off. Like, we'd be, like, laying down, watching TV, having, like, just chilling, good vibes. We just smoke, and all of a sudden, Dutch oven me. Do you know what that is?
Like, fart and put the...
And hold me under the blanket with his fart. Nigga, I hate you. I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. That's not okay to me.
That's terrible. That's disgusting.
Is that... Jordan, you do that?
Like, I'm gonna fight you.
But we were, I mean, essentially kids. I mean, we were college
but
age.
You weren't doing no crazy shit like yeah. that. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was gross. I don't like that. I don't want to know you like that.
Okay, so we all know recently that Nelly and Ashanti have spun the block.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in our stupid internet news in another episode. It's cool. Spin the block. It's been 10 years. He's been in other relationships. I don't know any other relationships she's been in.
She hasn't been public with
him. Yeah, I don't. I heard of her dating Flo Rida at some point, maybe, possibly. I don't know. We just know that she just been fine as hell on vacation
for 10 somebody.
Years, for the last 10 years. We don't know what she's been doing.
Right.
Especially for her birthday. I live for Ashanti birthday pictures.
Right.
Okay?
Looks good.
Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like if he was going to spend a block, I feel like you should come with a ring. It should be no
it might be coming.
It
might be coming.
It needs to come soon. It shouldn't be the year after next. Because how long were they in the initial relationship?
Well, they have to get to re-know each other. They're different
people
now.
How long does that take?
Shit, for me, at least a year.
Because you're a grown man. Okay?
It's at least a year.
No, like 3 months if I already known you. I'm pretty sure they spoke to each other over the last 10 years. It's not like they weren't in contact.
No.
You think that Nelly and Ashanti just never had any contact in the last 10 years? Until now.
Maybe not. You never know.
Girl. Boo.
You never know. You
they
never know.
They might have.
They might have. First time they seen each other was on that versus stage for all we know.
I don't know. But if he's going to spend a block, I feel like he should come with all good
intentions. A ring in 3 months?
Mm-hmm. At their age? What you waiting for? You don't waste how many years before. You just waste 10 years of another woman's life. What are you here for?
They wasted each other's time.
No, I'm pretty sure Ashanti wanted to be married before. I'm pretty sure. She's a woman.
That don't be shit. I'm a woman. I'm scared.
Girl.
I'm a commitment phobe. That's what my therapist told me.
Let's unpack that for a moment.
Oh, shit.
Why do you think it is that you're afraid of commitment, Tam Bam?
Can I lay back? I'm just kidding. All right, so I think I'm afraid of commitment because I don't want to choose the wrong person. I don't want to choose wrong, and I have so many options, too. That makes it harder to pick one when you got, like, endless niggas in your DMs, endless niggas
you sound
every
like
time
a man.
You walk out the door.
That's every, but that's most, not want to say most women, because all women don't have all those options, but if you're an attractive woman, you definitely got dick on aisle three.
Yeah, right? Everywhere I go.
But so it's hard for you to pick one.
Yeah, it's hard for
who
me
do
to
you
choose.
Who do you entertain? At some point, you have to entertain at least one person, right? So is the person you're entertaining somebody that could potentially be your mate? Or is it somebody that is not
that also has
attainable?
Commitment, a phobia.
That's some bullshit. So you we are choosing.
We both want the same thing, nothing.
Bitch, so you are choosing.
I'm not choosing.
That is choosing.
It's not.
You are choosing because if you're giving this person the available time when you are available, if you're setting aside time for an unavailable person, you could be setting aside the same time for somebody who is available.
You know what? More recently here, I have been making time for people who
make time for
have
you.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but it is a fear of mine because I just don't want to end up.
I be ready, bitch.
On
tell
first
you.
48.
Y'all, I love
this bitch. I just want to
love first dates.
This bitch. What is it called? What's the area where they had the babies at after birth?
What, the maternal ward?
This bitch got more babies than the maternal ward. She stayed with me yesterday. I heard, all right, baby, I'm going to call you back. Next nigga, all right, baby, I'm going to call you back. Get ready to record, baby. Bitch, how many babies do you have?
This bitch got all the babies.
11 babies. Meanwhile, I be like, all right, my boy, I'm going to holler at you. That's all I got
all of them, okay?
Ain't none of y'all my baby.
I got one baby.
It be different niggas at all of them. All right, so go ahead. Do you have any last words for this?
No. Test? But I feel like... Meanwhile, while I'm calling everybody baby, right? Whichever baby steps up to the plate and does all the things I need, right? That'll be the forever baby. Mm. So in the meanwhile, all these niggas is that nigga.
All of them is baby.
Yes. Okay, let's be clear. That's what they do.
This is me with these niggas. Holla at you, my boy. Thank you for dinner. I'm scared. That's another thing. It's not just the options, the endless options, and the fear of choosing wrong. I'm just scared somebody gonna fucking hurt me really badly, too. Like, I've been there before. I've been there anytime I've really allowed myself to be opened and vulnerable and, like, completely submit to a nigga, they take my little heart and they drop it on the ground. And
but are you opening up to the right people?
Apparently not.
So when you do pick, so I don't know.
Anyway. Like, they always seem like the right person at the time when I allow myself to be vulnerable and open.
Representatives.
And then
show up with that representative, and usually you don't find out who the fuck he is until after sex.
Yeah. So
oftentimes. So
once I've been conquered, that's how I feel like, oh, I allowed this person to conquer me now, and now they playing with my top.
Yeah. Women chase. After they give the pussy up. Before, we have all control.
I ain't got time for that.
And then all of a sudden, what happened? Like, why am I looking for him now in the dark?
Right.
In the daytime.
Why am I online trying to find used car parts for this nigga? You know? I just had a flashback.
But as far as spinning a blog, I had a homeboy tell me recently that he has intentionally, like, he saw a girl in the club that he tried to holler at before. And this is not somebody he actually got with. Mm-hmm. This is just somebody who didn't give him a chance. Like, when he saw her one other time, he tried to holler at her, and she like, So, I don't know. Maybe his aura was different this day. Mm-hmm. She gave him the number, right? They start talking, hanging out. He intentionally, like, got her number, hollered at her, made her like him, just to fuck her and not talk to her no more.
Yeah. This...
So you have to be careful of those type of spinners also.
Right.
You coming back around just to play me. Like, maybe I was in a relationship the first time. Maybe I had other shit going why I didn't talk to you.
Right. But like, now you just doing it as a revenge.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like you when you were fat.
So there are revenge spinners out here, y'all. Be careful.
No, I know a guy that does that to women. Like, he used to be fat and now he's not. And now he getting all the girls that he couldn't get when he was fat. So he could play them. Oh, that's great. That's him out there barking. Would you like to join
your
us
ass
and tell your story, my nigga?
Oh, we can go back to Diddy and Carisha. Like, so didn't just last week she said she was out of that relationship. She mm-hmm. wanted her own nigga this summer. Mm-hmm. All this shit. Now you back outside. Hey. I don't judge my friends when they do shit like that. Mm-hmm. If you like him, I love him. So, I'm okay when my friends spin the block on a dude or allow a dude to spin the block. I don't try to deter them.
Me neither. I am in no position to tell anybody anything about their relationship when it comes to that.
Spin the block.
Spin it if you want to.
I might spin the block on a couple
of people. My only advice is just wear a condom. That's my only advice.
Boo. I'm just playing.
Use a condom, guys.
Or just go get tested so y'all can slip and slide. Like, make a whole date out of it.
You know, you can get tested today, and then he could fuck somebody tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Y'all are stressful.
And then come back to you with
y'all
something else.
Y'all are stressful, girl. Put it in the law.
That test don't, unless you're getting tested every day.
Aren't you a Christian? Like, what put it in the Lord's hand.
No. That's like, he gave us these condoms. Skin.
Who? You? So God gave y'all condoms? Mm-hmm. Condoms be irritating my coochie, okay? God did not create that.
God did. He created the mind that created that, so... I'm just here for it. I don't ever want to be nowhere like, oh, what happened to Tammy? Oh, y'all didn't hear it. It's so sad. Because I done got something in my vagina. Like, no, I don't want to be like on a bed because like, of some dick. No, that's just not how I'm going about it.
That could happen from your husband.
It is. But then at least I made a vow before God. Now this was God's decision for me, I guess. I don't know.
Both ways. That's what I'm saying. Shit, nigga. Mm-mm.
Get somebody
living
else to do
la vida loca. I'm just playing, y'all. Safe sex. Always practice.
She ain't playing.
Safe sex.
She is not
playing.
You
can make a whole date out of going and get tested together, get y'all paperwork, and have like a pink slip party.
That is the worst idea, because what if somebody slip come back fucked up? Now it's no longer a party.
Me, you still rubbing on the back.
It's like a memorial.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Go get your test and bring your paperwork back.
Niggas be cheating off their girlfriend test or whoever they fucking with test. Mm-hmm. So you got to make sure they bring their own test with their social and name on it.
Niggas do not go get... First of all, they just don't go to the hospital, period, that much. Black mm-hmm. men are... They be on... I've seen black men literally on their deathbed before they'll even go to the hospital. Like... Mm-hmm. Why won't you go check on yourself?
That's why you need a wife. Y'all out here not making sure you women do the same thing. Bitches be out here with bad livers, bad
hearts.
Who got
bad liver?
Pussy good, though, because you went to the OBGYN, but you ain't had a full physical.
You pointing at me like you talking about me, bitch. I be going to the doctor.
my heart bad, but my pussy good. Like, girl.
That's crazy.
We need to do a damn physical challenge. For the month of June.
What do you mean, like?
Yeah, go get a full physical. Get a full blood workup.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure you're good. You know, get you some Obamacare.
I have to. Well, you can't get Obamacare right now. I think the...
It's closed, yeah.
Yeah, it's closed. But you can prepare for the end of this year to go get you some health care. Or just go get you some health care if you can afford it, you know? But I have to get my body checked all the time just because I have MS, so they're always continuously checking my levels, my blood work, and all that good stuff. But people don't go often at all.
Nope, they be scared to.
Mm-hmm. And I can understand the fear, though. Like, sometimes ignorance is bliss, especially, like, if you got something going on, you might be scared to go. I understand that.
So they're just going to be around here violating other people then.
I know, but I understand the fear, though. So...
Ooh, Lord, I don't like talk about stuff like
That's
that.
That's why it's just easier to just put on a condom. Anytime I ever fuck without a condom, I go to bed like this at night.
God, if you ever.
Can't sleep, just laying in the dark with my eyes open. I am not doing that no more.
I be like.
You sleep peacefully?
Yep, sure do. Y'all, these are jokes, okay? Let's be clear. Anyway, bitch, listen. Spend the block or not, be careful. That's my word.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes certain people, when they hit your phone, is like, is this nigga coming to bring me some shit? I do think that about certain people. Like, does he have a special delivery he's trying to drop off? Because why are you on my phone right now?
It's the dick they trying to drop off.
But what's in it?
Right.
What's in the dick?
They might not know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you here, sir?
Yeah, I'm here
Be careful,
that.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Listen. So, if you enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is your co-host, AJ Holiday. Y'all follow me now, and if you won't get on, what's up, Tam?
Y'all, it's official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. I love y'all so much. Thank you for tuning in. She hate that.
Bitch,
remember
she
to speak now.
And never hold your peace.
This is...
Okay.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.